This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe percent. Tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. He said, I will, and the bottom line is, he's still at it.
That was the leader of the free world trying to figure out what his teleprompter was trying to tell him. Tremendous. Hold on. That's what I'm trying to say. So, there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Using my radio voice today. Why not? It's sexy. Just like its author, its owner. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we're going to be talking about a couple new sponsors. I'm really happy. Very happy about some things that are developing on our end to help offset the cost. I do want to encourage many of you, like my friends that are becoming part of the, you know, Keep Kevin Alive movement, one of my 500 warriors, and the people that keep reaching out to me. I had a couple more people say to me, Kevin, as soon as I get, you know, this windfall, I'm going to do it. And I appreciate that because you know what it tells me? We're suffering together. That's a good thing. And I don't mean it in a negative sense, like we're suffering. I mean, we are all in it together. We're okay with it. I don't have to suffer. I could go do something and not suffer. It wouldn't be easy because, you know, I've got a reputation out there for telling the truth. You know, a lot of companies these days don't want that. They want somebody to come, you know, rain sunshine on them. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a member of a board. I was talking to the CEO of the company. He called me, he says he wanted to go to lunch, and we were talking about sales, and I told him, here's what I believe, here's how we can do it. It was such a great meeting. He goes, can you come by the new facility and let's sit down and talk about how do we revamp sales? Happy to do it. It's my job as a board member. But I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. We're going to fix it. And, you know, but to get on that board, it took an act of Congress dang near because they were like, oh, well, you know, Kevin, you've got some controversial. I don't have anything controversial. I told them that. I don't have anything controversial that I've said or done. I told the truth. And if you don't like it, don't put me on the board. But if you are a tech company and you want to do something good and you want someone who knows sales, knows your organization from top to bottom, I don't think there's many people better out there. So I'm proud to be on that board. They just allocated our stock and they do a few things for it. It isn't a big deal. Trust me, I'm not going out buying a Bugatti with what I get. But I'm more happy that it's a validation of what I do. And in fact, it came up because the CEO, the chairman of the board, we were having dinner one night and he told me what he did. I didn't even know the man. He told me what he did. I said, oh, well, here's some things you should think about for your industry. Of course, I did it in my radio voice, which was much more impressive than just doing it normally. So I got him. Anyway, he called me later. He texted me. He says, hey, he said at the dinner, you should be on my board. I'm like, oh, whatever. I mean, I said, I'm talking too much. He goes, no, really. So 2 weeks later, he contacted me and that got the ball rolling. That's how good I am. But I am. I'm very good at that. And I'm proud of that because when I go to companies and when I'm on the board and they start talking about DEI, I go, look, no offense, that is not going to move our product down the path. We need to talk about what makes the product better, what does a consumer want, etc. If you want to implement something where you give back and you do that stuff, I'm not going to discourage it, but don't make it your strategy. Yeah, for every pair of socks we make, we give away a pair. Oh, so you mean you're selling socks at double the price? Because that's what if I were your competitor, that's what I would say. I'd say they disguise their humanity. Oh, we give away a pair of socks. No, they charge you double so they can make you feel good that you're doing something. How about they make a quality product, and then with their profits, they tell you, we like to give back. And check with the consumer. See what they're willing to do. But this, oh, I give double. We give away a pair for every pair. I don't care. I would eat you alive if that was your strategy. But people don't know what to do. What else we got going on? Evidence against Donald Trump. You know, I literally want you to answer this question. I have two questions for you. How much evidence do you need to figure out what the left is doing to Donald Trump? Do you need anything more? Four different individuals suing Trump for specious, completely false allegations. You need more than that? We just went through all this nonsense of people lying on Donald Trump. The bloodbath statement. They lied about Charlottesville. They lied about Russian collusion. They lied about January 6th. What else do you need to know these guys will do anything they can to get Trump? They've called him a racist, a rapist, you name it. They've used kooks and skanks and scalawags to impugn the reputation of a... I'm not going to tell you Trump's streaky, squeaky clean. Neither is any other guy I know. What's that got to do with anything? Oh, and by the way, ladies, neither are you. Conservative ladies know this. They know, Kevin, we're not running from ourselves. We know who we are. We know what women do. It's the leftist women that pretend. Oh, we're so pristine. You would think these are the little cocktail sippers that put their pinkies out and they're so chaste. You know, and oh, we are so... Let me tell you. Biggest lie. These are the women that abort babies for sport. You know what I mean? They hook up with any dude. I mean, remember Sandra Fluck? Remember her? She wanted us men to pay for her birth control. Then her abortions. These are the worst people on the planet. The leftist females. But, oh boy, I tell you what, that Donald Trump's bad. Look at what he did with Stormy Daniels. Yeah, right. Let me just say this, folks. If you don't see what's happening to Donald Trump, you've got your head firmly between your buttocks. Here's my next question for you. How much does Trump have to be right before he gets somebody's support? Are there any listeners who didn't support Trump, but now you do? I'm really curious. I'd love to know. Contact us, 844-551-8255. Tell me your transition story if you have one. Or maybe there's one that solidified you, Trump. You were just kind of barely there. You got solid. I was more in that camp, to be honest with you. So, love to hear your story. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
After the blowback that occurred over the bloodbath statement by all the media, where it had Joe Scarborough, you know, Joe who? If you say that, no problem, I get it. Joe Scarborough of MSNBC removing his tweet, essentially admitting, you know what, I lied. And of course, we on social media pushing back saying it's a complete lie. Elon Musk coming on saying anything that has this in it is completely a lie. Putting up a community note saying this is a lie. That's what happened. And even with all that, let me tell you, MSNBC's Psaki, she tried to rationalize it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to spend the rest of this hour showing you how desperate the Democrats are. We are making them lose their freaking minds. And you know how we're doing it? Just putting out our truth, which happens to be the truth. That's all we're doing. We're not doing anything special. We're not, you know, looking for ways to be conniving. We're not trying to set traps. We're merely stating the truth. We said, here's what we did to push back on the bloodbath statement. We said, you lied. You took it completely out of context. They go, out of context? What do you mean out of context? Donald Trump, he's a hater. He's a guy that put those two people on to beat up on Jussie Smollett. I think he's the same guy that had Steve Scalise shot at the baseball game too, isn't he? These are mean, vile people who will do anything. And when I say anything, I do mean anything. And let me go ahead and tell you this. When I was on Fox and I was asked, what does the FBI think? You know, what do you think about the FBI and what they could have been doing to Donald Trump? What do you think the range is? Here's what I should have said. It could be as benign as they're innocent and they've done nothing. Or it could be as many people suspect that they would even attempt to assassinate Donald Trump. That's what should have been said, because I'm going to tell you something. Many people think it. Would you put it past this administration to do whatever it takes to get rid of a political opponent? I played Putin's clip in the first segment, first hour. And Putin said, you want to look at Russia for democracy? You want to criticize us? He goes, you want to see an unfair election? Look at what's happening in the United States. He goes, we don't care who we get. We don't care if it's Biden or Trump. We've had Biden for 4 years. Who's it going to be next? Since Putin's been in office, how many presidents has he seen? We've only seen one. I mean, if you're older than me, you've seen others, but you get what I'm saying? There are many people that they only know of Putin as the leader of Russia. We've seen many presidents. We'll see a few more, some of us. But what we won't see is somebody doing what Joe Biden's doing to the level that he's doing it. And Putin is 100% right. It's hard to believe that we can actually side with the Russians. And what Putin said Joe Biden is doing to his political opponent. And how dare they talk about the January 6th people? These are political prisoners. We all know it. And when Donald Trump says, I'm going to pardon them all, he better mean it, because they should all be pardoned. And then get compensation. I would not only give them pardons, I'd allow them to sue the January 6th committee. All those frauds should be in jail. They should be replaced with everybody they put in jail. I want you to understand this. Not only did Joe Biden put people in jail for January 6th, he bragged about it. That's how much he cared. He bragged about it. But here's Psaki talking about, oh, you want context for Donald Trump? I'll show you context. Listen to her context.
But then, late yesterday afternoon, Donald Trump spoke at a rally in Ohio, and we decided we have to start here.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. Now, the Trump team quickly said last night, nothing to see here. He was just talking about the auto industry. Consider the full context, everyone. Otherwise, it's irresponsible. Well, if they want us to consider the full context, let's do just that. Because the full context is that Trump kicked off the same exact rally by saluting the people who were convicted for the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, all to the tune of the national anthem sung by a choir of imprisoned insurrectionists. The full context is that some of the first words out of Trump's mouth last night, same rally, were thanking those rioters and calling them patriots. The full context is that he also said in this same rally, quote, if this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. The full context is that he went on to say some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people. And of course, the full context is that this is much bigger than one single speech. This embrace of political violence, this dehumanizing language, this is what Donald Trump has been preaching for years. In January, he warned that there will be, quote, bedlam in this country if his criminal prosecution derailed his campaign. Late last year, he echoed the dehumanizing language of Adolf Hitler, comparing his political opponents to vermin and saying immigrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country. Last month, he said there would be potential death and destruction if he was charged in the Manhattan criminal probe. And during his first term, he flat out refused to condemn the political violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying there were very fine people on both sides. In 2020, he reportedly asked his defense secretary about shooting people who were protesting the death of George Floyd, saying, "Can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something." And of course, his very words inspired violence on January 6, 2021, when he told a crowd of his supporters to walk down to the Capitol and fight like hell because, quote, "You'll never take back our country with weakness." Trust me, I could go on and on and on. We all know by now that Trump's allusions to political violence are not merely rhetorical. His supporters take them literally. That's part of the big problem here. And he knows that, too. So, no, we did not miss the full context. This was not some meandering off-message comment. This is his message. As the Biden campaign put it, this is who Donald Trump is, a loser who gets beat by over 7 million votes, and then instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience, doubles down on his threats of political violence.
What'd you think? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Pack of Lies. All of it, to some degree, taken out of context. And in some cases, you might disagree and go, "Oh, well, I don't know what Trump said about the people, the George Floyd riots. I know this." They're like Kyle Rittenhouse. If I'd been in Kyle Rittenhouse's position, I would have shot not only that guy, I would have shot other people. There are many circumstances where you may not want to know what Kevin Jackson would do. Because it might not be the answer you want. But I think you'll still respect me. You'll understand my rationale. I'm just telling you this. For me, it is an eye for an eye. And I'm not going to be the one last. I'm going to be the last one standing. But listen to that drivel. All to rationalize her lie. A blatant lie about Trump. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing a law that would let state officials arrest and hold people they suspect of entering the U.S. illegally. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement saying that Texas will continue utilizing every tool and strategy to respond to this Biden-made border crisis. When no one is running against you, it's pretty easy to win. Russian President Vladimir Putin will rule Russia for the next 6 years after he won yesterday's election. Most anyone that could have opposed him was either dead, in jail, exiled, or banned from running. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital they believe is being used by Hamas as a stronghold for terrorist activity. Several casualties have been reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here in staff?
Stop it.
Joe Biden was not kidding when he asked that question. He was not kidding. They laughed, but he was not joking. Joe Biden really needed to know, is it okay for me to take questions? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What an embarrassing guy to be leading this country. Thankfully, November the 5th is his last day. If worst case, it could happen sooner. And the Democrats would be in big trouble. Deep kimchi, as they say in Korea. Well, they probably don't, but we do. You know this already. Let's just go over what you know. Biden didn't fight in 2020. He was shoehorned in the big cheat. Orchestrated at 3 a.m. in the morning Eastern time, everything shuts down simultaneously. Never happened in the history of politics. Probably will never happen again, if we're lucky. But now Joe Biden is angry because he actually has to fight in a campaign against Donald Trump, and he's getting his butt kicked. Because, see, in a fair election, Joe Biden couldn't beat Donald Trump in 1,000 elections. Unlike 2020, Joe Biden will have to campaign on his history as well as Donald Trump's history. See, he's not going against a Trump that's an unknown. Like, well, we don't know what he'll do. He could be crazy. The media can say whatever they want about Donald Trump, and they have. They have thrown the kitchen sink at this mother. Shut your mouth. And nothing's happened. Everything's backfiring. Americans have context for both of these candidates. Great presidency versus the worst presidency in history. Amazing patriot versus the most corrupt traitor we've ever put inside of that Oval Office. Biden is undoubtedly the latter. He is the worst of the worst. He would sell America out for shekels, pennies on the dollar. Let me ask you this. You think Joe Biden will get 81 million votes in the next election? Too big to rig. Joe Biden didn't get 81 votes in the last election. He's lucky if he got 60 million votes. Donald Trump trounced him. It's happening right now, and I told you the shift in the strategy for Biden is supposedly Joe Biden. Well, he's going to get mean. He's going to draw Donald Trump out. He's going to make Donald Trump lose his religion, and Donald Trump's going to be like, roo, roo, and doing like Joe Biden. I joke about this. I don't know when they released this strategy, but I thought to myself, really? You think you're going to, with Captain Demento, draw Donald Trump out of himself? Donald Trump will say what he wants to say, do what he wants to do. He's been doing it for every election cycle. And this in the three-peat, when he wins yet again, he'll do it again. He's not worried about mincing words. He doesn't care how you feel about it. Look at what they tried to do him with this whole bloodbath nonsense. Trump's like, whatever. Even with the onslaught of the leftist media, Donald Trump got a legitimate 74 million votes. He's going to do better this year. I know they don't want you to think that, but he will. This fact vexes Joe Biden. And despite his dementia, Joe Biden maintains a big fat ego. It's what keeps those plugs in his head. Here's what MSNBC had to say. No, I'm sorry, NBC. Biden is angry and anxious about his reelection effort. Angry and anxious. He went from youthful and vigorous to angry and anxious. And he should be angry and anxious. Joe Biden has 0% chance of winning a legitimate election. He's got about a 2% chance of winning an illegitimate one this time. That's it. People, lawmakers, past and present officials, Biden allies, they all dished on Joe Biden about his anger. And why is Joe Biden angry? Because Donald Trump is leading the polls. It's got him hot. I want to play this clip. This is a woman explaining, and she's like, Donald Trump is leading, and I can understand why Joe Biden is upset because, you know, look at everything that's going on with Donald Trump, and how is he still leading in the polls? I forget what the guy called it, Nate Silver. I'll talk about that in a bit, but it's like delusion. He says that they have like polling delusion or polling dementia or something like that. But here's a woman. She's explaining that she doesn't understand it either.
We are getting this new reporting about the Biden campaign and about President Biden himself and how he is taking, especially all of these polls, which show him in some cases losing to former President Trump. Basically, our reporting says that Biden has grown angry and anxious about his reelection effort. Simone, is that what you're hearing in your conversations with Democrats?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if I were running for election against a person like Donald Trump, who has as many issues as he has and has committed as many alleged acts of criminality as he has, and I would be, you saw polls that said I was losing to him, even I would be like, well, what is going on here in America?
I love that the left still holds some kind of hope that Donald Trump's legal tribulations, that's going to do him in. That's the old Nikki Haley strategy. Yeah, we'll get him. And, you know, through attrition, it'll all happen. Well, good luck with that. Joe Biden, I mean, look, he's angry. He's got a reason to be angry. He knows they're not going to get Trump. I'm not going to walk you through all the cases. You can go do that for yourself. But Trump's winning. And all of them, even the ones with, well, he got 6 over here that they dismissed. There's another 10 pending. Those 10 are going away, too. And then the next one, and the next one, and the next one, till 99 bottles of beer, as I talked about the other day. There's no bottles left of beer on the wall. No legal bottles of beer, metaphorically speaking. Their zeal to get Trump causes the left to overlook the facts. And here are the facts. First, Americans know that Trump is being treated unfairly, that he's being persecuted for all the wrong reasons. He's being targeted. The second reason is simple. Biden sucks. Now, you could win with either one. But when you have both, the difecta, then what are you talking about? That lady, Simone, what's her face? She was a Bernie Sanders' campaign manager for a while. The idea that people are looking at Trump and go, oh, he's a terrible guy, you know, and he's got all these cases against him. But they're stupid enough to still vote for him. They're stupid enough to still vote for him because they know he's the right guy for the job. Joe Biden isn't looking at a poll going, you know, I'm just so much better than Donald Trump. I've done so. There's no way you could. I mean, unless you are suffering from dementia, there's no way you could believe that about yourself. Biden's poll numbers should come as no surprise to him, even with his dementia. But still, it's reported that when Biden found out his numbers were dropping, they used this word. He was seething mad. Seething. This is a guy that probably thinks he won the 2020 election legitimately. And I mean, I don't believe it. I really don't. I don't think you could be that crazy. I don't believe that level of crazy exists. I don't believe that is John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, name your serial killers, all of them rolled into one crazy. You cannot be that crazy. That doesn't reach the meter. They can't peg it. It cannot be measured. Joe Biden cheated himself in, they cheated him into office, period. Nobody believes otherwise, not legitimately. Or you are one level of stupid that you should come with a warning sign. In a private meeting at the White House in January, allies of Biden told him that his poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had dropped over his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. You know, the one that he funded when he gave Hamas all that money by way of Iran. So that was the big issue. Oh, you're failing because of this, the Israel war. Both battleground states, they say he narrowly won 4 years ago, and he can't afford any backsliding if he wants to defeat Donald Trump. No backsliding, Joe. See, I don't think it's a one thing. He's losing Michigan and Georgia for this reason. He's losing Wisconsin and Colorado for this reason. He's losing because his policies suck and Trump's didn't. And every one of those states is waking up. I had a friend in from Colorado. He told me, Kevin, I think we're too far gone. I said, no, you're not. You're not too far gone. Look at the dichotomy between Biden and Trump and go win your state. There is no losing for us in this matter. None. There's no way to lose. The Democrats got nowhere to run to, baby. They got nowhere to hide. Everything's been exposed. And I'm telling you, down to the granular level, down to the level of the least common denominator voter, the person that is going and filling up their car and buying groceries and trying to raise a child, sometimes by themselves, having to move back in with mom and dad, watching their money get eaten up by Biden inflation and so on and so forth. We've got them. All we got to do is go for the juggler. Metaphorically, got to always say that because they'll accuse you of being violent insurgents.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
We got the lowest inflation of any country in America. You can be proud of that, Americans. Joe Biden's words. His word is a Biden, by the way. That's right. Corn pop, dog paste, pony soldier, whatever. Want me to do some push-ups? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The one and only Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm required by the FCC to talk to myself in the third person at least three times per episode. That's why Kevin Jackson's speaking to you this way. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. We're talking about Joe Biden fuming over Donald Trump. He's so upset. He's trying to figure out, why is this man still a thorn in my side? I paid the DOJ to get rid of him. people more powerful than I, who put me into office, are working to get rid of this guy. We've got 91 indictments against him. Can't one of you feckless DAs, you crazy, you two crazy black women, you black dude, Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, you incompetent, why aren't you guys able to get rid of this dude? He's a thorn in my side. You're making him a martyr. He's polling even better every time you do something to him. Can you do more or can you stop him? Biden's fuming. They say he's seething. Their words, not mine. I promise you, I didn't make it up. Google it. They're trying to tell us. They want to demoralize us. There'll be a bloodbath. Donald Trump said, if you don't elect me, there'll be a bloodbath. He's threatening the nation. He's threatening the democracy. Hey, let's use that. Let's recycle that old retread of nonsense and see if we can make people get afraid of the democracy. The dictator in charge, Der Führer, Joe Biden, has the audacity to tell you that Donald Trump will ruin the democracy. The guy who's made money in every country, on every continent where he and his crackhead son have stepped foot, he's tried to broker a deal or probably gotten some funding from it. In bed with nothing but crooks. You can't find a legitimate person that actually did business with the Bidens. Save Tony Bobulinski, who got lucky, got lucky that he didn't actually get in business with them. They tried to screw him over because the deal was so big. And Bobulinski got lucky or he'd end up would have been in prison. And I asked this question in the very first segment of the part of the broadcast today. I said, what's the evidence against Trump? Somebody tell me, what has he done? Give me anything at all to show me what he's done. And then I ask you this. I said, how much evidence do you need to figure out that the left is trying to persecute Donald Trump? That was question number one to begin the hour. Question number two is, how much does Trump have to be right before he gets your support? What has this man been right about? He's right about the border. He's right about them targeting him for prosecution. He's right about fentanyl and drug use. He's right about crime. He's right about, I mean, name me something that he's missed. The dude is practically Nostradamus. He's been predicting so much for so long. And he's telling you, he's giving you the clues. He's telling you they want to take me down because it takes you down. They want to see the auto industry go to China. Who knows for what reason? And he said it. There'll be a bloodbath. If you let Joe Biden or any other Democrat run this country, there'll be a bloodbath in the auto industry. And they took it and ran with it. Easy to predict, the Democrats. We were talking about Joe Biden and he's imperiled in these battleground states. Joe Biden was imperiled in battleground states in 2020. They just cheated. They cheated even with Donald Trump having a track record. But here's what they didn't have. We didn't have Joe Biden's track record. Trump's was stellar. They set him up on COVID. They tried to ruin the economy. They did everything they could to bring to have this thing crash and burn. And Donald Trump built it back. So then they said, we'll cheat Biden in. But they had one thing that they didn't count on. Joe Biden actually being Joe Biden and performing to the level of Joe Biden. They forgot about that. You get him in there, he's got to do something. So you look at everything Joe Biden wants you to do. He wants to fake doing a good job. Not by the lowest standards can anyone feel that Biden's presidency has been successful. Not by the lowest of the low. He lies about all the statistics and he believes his hype. Like the delusion that he built an economy that created 15 million jobs. 11.4 million of those jobs were jobs lost pre-COVID. They were coming back with or without him. It was an economy that Trump built. And Joe Biden wants to take credit for his moves. But that's how Biden is. See, if Biden were truthful and said, look, guys, we had a terrible thing that happened with COVID. A lot of the jobs that came back on my watch came back just because they were going to come back. We did manage to grow that. And I'm proud of what we did. I don't know how much more we could have, but I feel like it was an adequate number to grow by 4 or 5 million jobs coming off of that and letting people rebuild. That's a legitimate answer. But taking credits for somebody else's move? And then the jobs that Joe Biden created, they're menial jobs. They can't keep up with inflation or Bidenflation. That's what it really is. So Biden's solution is he wants to get out more. He says he wants to let the public see the real Biden. And they, I read this. They said he chafed at the restraints of them keeping him away from his 81 million adoring bots. I mean, fans. But clearly, folks, you can see his campaign concern, their campaign concerns about Joe Biden when he's in public, because all you got to do is watch him. I don't know if you saw the video where Joe Biden is on some sort of a like a porch, and there are two black guys with umbrellas, and Joe Biden doesn't have an umbrella. There's no Secret Service around Captain Demento, and he goes over to these guys, and they put him underneath. He ducks under the umbrella, so he didn't have his umbrella. I don't know whether he sneaked out of a window trying to get away from Dr. Jill or what, but he had no Secret Service, nothing. He goes up to these two black dudes. He takes a question from the press, looks strangely at him like he doesn't know what they said. And then these guys lead him into a building. When I say they let him in, I want you to understand this. They didn't say, "Mr. President, this way," and point, and he go, you know, walk in that direction. No, they literally turn and put their hands on his shoulders, another on his arm, turn him and walk him into the building like you would somebody who doesn't have a brain function. You know, like, I'm not even kidding when I tell you this. You'd walk him in like, okay, over here, come on, let's go here. Like, let me put it, like if somebody were blind. That's how they did it. So, the question of why isn't Bidenism selling, look, I don't need to rehash a lot of this with you folks. Joe Biden thinks he's misunderstood. He has the data that's convinced him that he's apparently bigger than life, and he's upset that his handlers want to prevent him from making massive screw-ups like the one I just described. But the reason why Biden is not selling is very simple. People have their own reality. Regardless if we've learned anything about Joe Biden, here's what you can know with 100% certainty. It's not his fault. Same type of logic that Barack Obama used. It's not my fault. They said Biden blames his staff for his message not resonating. In other words, he blames his staff for their inability to sell his lies. To him, his staff needs to convince the American people to accept those lies. That's why they were brought on. Not because they were competent, for their interdependency and undying devotion to leftism. Biden's anger and excuses attitude, though, is not sitting well, even within his own party. This is a guy's name is Adam Smith. He's a representative out of Washington, a Democrat. He said this: Biden stood up in front of the whole world and said, "I'm ready. I'm the guy who can take down Donald Trump." So he GD well better do it. We don't have time for him to be worried about whether or not people are saying the right saying things right, or poll numbers are where they should be. I want focused energy and not defensive anger. But that's all Biden's got. If Adam Smith is waiting for Joe Biden to develop an actual plan, good luck with that, Adam. That cockiness from 2020 when the coup occurred against Donald Trump has been slapped from his heavily Botoxed face. And Democrats don't know whether to scratch their watches or whine their butts. How do you manage a man with so many problems, policy problems, health problems, and that big pesky problem that nobody wants to talk about, but it's right in our faces, his age problem? They told Biden to walk faster, make it look like he's not less old and things like this. How do you think that's going to play? I hate leaving it there, but I'm out of time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.